After 7 years as the senator for Sitka, Petersburg, Wrangell, Ketchikan, and most places in between, Stedman has the clout to make things stick. He's been co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee for 5 of those 7 years and literally holds the purse strings for the state's capital budget, the money the government spends to build things like swimming pools. The state is flush right now, so Stedman is thinking big.
If I could wave the magic wand and have them build whatever, it would be a 50-meter, 8-lane pool. So we'd be able in our community here to not only have our students in the community have a lot of support services, but we'd be able to hold Olympic trials here. We'd be able to hold statewide tournaments here. You know, we'd be the only pool in Southeast.
Stedman says the Coast Guard is excited about the prospects of training airmen and rescue swimmers in the pool. Likewise, the Department of Public Safety could use the pool for trooper training. Along with some other projects which are already in the works, Stedman feels a new pool will lock Sitka's politically tenuous hold on the Trooper Academy.
If they got a pool, they got a driving range, they got a shooting range, got a cafeteria, I just wish the next Governor Palin all the luck in the world moving that academy, because I'm going to have it anchored so deep here, they'll never be able to rip it out. And she was trying as hard as she could to remove that academy from this town.
Stedman went on to say that everybody wins in a situation like this, except for Palmer, who wanted the academy. Stedman spent much of his hour and 11 minutes discussing the state's oil tax structure and even Alaska's role in national petroleum policy. He had reservations about maintaining an army in the Mideast to defend supplies of oil for Europe and increasingly for China. He thought investment in the Arctic and other domestic supplies, including Canadian oil shales, was a better idea. Stedman has worked to gain expertise in petroleum politics. He's seething, for example, over the state's treatment of natural gas as a tax-free byproduct of the big three oil producers.
We don't tax gas. That just makes me mad in hell. They can produce our gas, create a negative value, and subtract it off of their oil tax, and basically get the gas for free, below free. If you offer them a tax at zero, they tell you we don't want it. The reason they don't want it, they have to pay more. So if tax on gas is zero, and they're saying it's too high, there's something wrong.
Stedman was upbeat about the prospects of working with Governor Parnell, who has just won his first full term. Stedman called Parnell detail-oriented and complimented the governor on his recent appointments. But Stedman did want to give the governor a nudge forward, particularly on construction of the first of 3 new Alaska-class ferries. The federal share of the ferry projects is in limbo because many, including Stedman, want the ships built at the Ketchikan shipyard. Federal contracting rules, however, require putting the project out to bid, which could seriously disadvantage an Alaskan business. Stedman proposed a swap that would leave contracting decisions with the state.
State owns the shipyard in Ketchikan and it's privately managed. They have the capacity to build that ship. And what we want to do there is take the federal money that would have went to the Marine Highway to build that ship, send it to Anchorage, let them build their intersections and their highway upgrades, take general fund money and have the ship built in Alaska. The governor can sole source it if he wants, and I think he's a little uncomfortable in that arena. I'm a little more aggressive than the governor in a lot of issues, and this would be one of them.
Stedman said he would also continue to track Southeast energy issues. Sitka's Blue Lake Hydro expansion and Ketchikan's Whitman project would be among his priorities. He was glad that Sitka officials were already looking past Blue Lake to a possible project at Takats Lake on eastern Baranof Island, since he felt it was important to always have energy projects in play in Southeast to balance proposals from the rest of the state. Stedman said hydro projects in Metlakatla and Angoon were on his radar, as well as the Cake-Petersburg intertie and road. Taking questions, Stedman was more reserved about developments at the former Sheldon Jackson College. He said the transfer of the campus to the Fine Arts Camp would mean more than replacing a couple of pilings and windows and new paint. He thought deferred maintenance could run into the tens of millions of dollars. The transfer also eliminates the possibility that the campus could be occupied full-time by state mental health agencies. Nevertheless, he wished Roger Schmidt and the camp well and urged them to focus on growth.
Myself, I would like to see the Fine Arts Camp and something more on top of that so we can get some jobs. I don't want to see the finance camp leave or anything happen to it, but I want a synergy. I want plus up, not stay flat, because staying flat, you're just going to die on the vine.
Following the chamber luncheon, Senator Steadman was headed to Juneau on the ferry. The legislative session opens on Tuesday, January 18th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.